Hi, this is Randy Gladden, and welcome to the Lord and Gladden podcast, and we are in this series on the book, Leaving Egypt. Now, last week we looked at Joseph, which really plays into this week. We're looking at the purpose. Why did God put them in Egypt? What was this all really about? And so, you know, God actually had a plan. God was not reacting to circumstances. God was orchestrating the circumstances. Now, years before, God had said to Abraham, and Abraham was his friend, and he said to Abraham, this is the land I'm going to give your people. But he actually told him, but not yet. They're going to go live in a place for four generations, and he told him exactly what was going to happen. He even said they're going to go into bondage. And we're going to talk next week about the bondage, what that was about. But he said they're going to be there for four generations, and he even said why. So he said the people that live in the land, their iniquity is not complete. He's not going to judge them prematurely. See, God is completely merciful. Sometimes your destiny seems like it's on hold, but God is still at work. The piece that seems like it's on hold is because God wants to do something in someone else's life along the way. So even though it may seem like, you know, I thought you said you were going to do this, God, even though you may look at something and say, you know what? It doesn't seem to be happening. Sometimes there's nothing you can do to speed up the process. There's nothing you can do to expedite things because there's something God is doing in somebody else's life. So he had told Abraham what was going to happen. He even told Abraham how long they were going to be there before they were ready to move on. And this was a time of preparation. So why did he want them there? Well, yes, we know the iniquity of the people and the land wasn't complete, but we have to look back. Now in Psalms 105, it gives us some hints. In Psalms 105, it actually tells us that they were a small tribe that kind of wandered from kingdom to kingdom. Now, at the time, I'm sure they're thinking, this is okay, we're doing fine. But they're this small tribe that are wandering from kingdom to kingdom, but God had a much bigger destiny waiting for them. And so what happens? So he wants to move them to Egypt to put down roots. He wants them to grow from being this small tribe wandering from kingdom to kingdom, to put down roots, to grow, to flourish. And it says they will become greater, a greater nation than their enemies. See, God's got a bigger plan, but they don't necessarily see that. Now, what's exciting about this is God is at work. So we were just looking at Joseph, and if all we look at is we see this little tiny picture of what God's doing. God went to great lengths to get Egypt ready for his people. He spent so much time preparing Joseph and putting Joseph in a position of authority to get Egypt ready for his people. But you know, there was something else happening at the same time. Now, it also tells us in Psalms 105 that God caused the famine. He caused the drought. God was at work in that. And so for Jacob and the family, they don't know what's happening. They have no idea what's going on with Joseph and what's happening in Egypt. But God is using circumstances to conspire to force them to that place he had for them. And so in the famine, it says their resources ran out. He ran out their resources, so they were forced to go to Egypt, to go to that place they didn't want to go. Now, why are they doing that? Well, God wants you to put down roots. Wherever you're at right now, yes, you've got a bigger destiny, but God wants you to put down roots. In Jeremiah 29, now people love that verse in verse 11 that I know the plans I have for you. But if we back up a bit, they're in bondage. And God is saying, I want you to build houses, plant vineyards, build a life for yourself. But if we think about it, now hang on, you just said, God, we're going to leave in a little bit. But you're saying put down roots? We can't take this stuff with us. We can't take houses and vineyards and stuff with us. While you're in preparation for your destiny, God wants you to put down roots right where you are. Why? So he can bless you and he can flourish you. And that's what he was going to do in Egypt. So he drives his people to Egypt and he gives them the very best place. Goshen was for them the best place in Egypt. God gave them a fantastic place to grow and to flourish. Now, again, we tend to think of Egypt as a bad place and we think of bondage. Remember, Egypt was great until it wasn't. And we're going to see next week that when the bondage came, number one, we're going to see God actually orchestrated that himself. He did it, and he had told Abraham he was going to do that. And he was doing that because he had a purpose. He didn't want the people to hang on to the past. He wanted to take them forward to their destiny. And as we've talked about before, as much as we say we embrace change, the reality is we like to hang on to what we know, even if it's not our favorite, our best. We want God to give us that destiny right where we're at. And God say, no, I want to take you somewhere. So God went to great lengths to get his people into Egypt. And the whole purpose to be there was not to avoid a drought. That was a circumstance to push them there. The whole purpose was to be there so they could flourish and grow from a small tribe to a great nation. Whether it's a place you've been or your place you are right now, God wants you to grow and flourish right there, even though that's not your ultimate destiny. He wants you to go from being that small tribe to a great nation. He wants you to grow in stature right where you're at. So let him have you put down roots where you're at, knowing, though, there's a day coming soon, he's going to move you to a greater destiny. So next week, we're going to look at why the bondage happened, what God was doing, and why he's taking them forward, causing them to let go of the past. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.